Terrorism, free speech, fascism, and vengeance were some of the terms that came up over and over in the House of Representatives Thursday as the House debated a measure to strip nonprofit status from groups that are deemed to support terrorism.
Congress must act to stop the abuse of our tax code that is funding terrorism around the world.
Republican Jason Smith of Missouri presented the bill on the House floor.
I rise today in support of H.R. 9495, the Stop Terror Financing and Tax Penalties on American Hostages Act. This legislation ends the flow of tax subsidies to any U.S. nonprofit that has clearly violated its tax-exempt status by providing material support to terrorist organizations.
Democrat Lloyd Doggett of Texas led the opposition, calling the bill a revenge campaign that would empower President-elect Donald Trump to extinguish nonprofit groups on his enemies list.
Opposing terrorism and hostage taxation, truly, those are not even issues this morning. But fascism is. And today we must show that we are more than a speed bump on the path, on the march to fascism. Of course we oppose terrorism and all who support terrorists. That's why it's already a federal criminal offense to provide material support for terrorism or foreign entities that are supporting or engaged in terrorism.
The bill sparked vigorous opposition from Democratic lawmakers.
A sixth grader would know this is unconstitutional.
Jamie Raskin is a Democrat from Maryland.
The president-elect has said special counsel Jack Smith should be arrested. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the former head of the Republican conference, should be jailed. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, should be court-martialed. You can imagine what they would do to a human rights group that dares to criticize Vladimir Putin or another of the beloved autocrats around the world.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal of Washington is chair of the Progressive Caucus. She says Americans want checks and balances, not a blank check to label anyone as a terrorist without evidence or due process.
With this bill, the only guardrail against authoritarian abuse to any voice of dissent to his agenda will be Trump's imagination.
Republican Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania pushed back against those arguments.
And do you know that President Trump won the election by a wide margin? He has a mandate by the American people. He won the popular vote. He won 312 electoral votes. The American people believe that Donald Trump will save this country, will put this country on the right path. They don't believe that he's a fascist. They don't believe that he's the kind of dictator that you think he will be. Talk about election denialism. When are you going to accept that President Trump won this election?
Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan says it doesn't matter who is president. The legislation is part of a broader assault on civil liberties and the right to dissent.
It aims to criminalize the very social justice movements fighting for justice at peace here at home as well as abroad. Make no mistake, this bill is not only, and I've constantly have said this to folks, this is not just about Palestinian human rights advocacy organizations. This is about the NAACP, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, folks that have been trying to make it safe for our kids to go to school away from gun crisis and violence.
Democrat Cori Bush of Missouri says Trump is ready to enact his plan, and H.R. 9495 is one of his weapons of choice.
It hands Trump unchecked power to crush his opposition. This bill is about control, it's about revenge, and stifling free expression. News flash, America doesn't bow to wannabe dictators. We will not fight, we will fight your petty revenge plots at every turn. We will not stop fighting.
That fight will have to continue in other forums. In the final vote, the measure passed on a largely party-line vote of 219 to 183. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.